The heat is real between Victoria and Chelsea. We get to meet Baby Palmer and we get invited to a beer party. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Gross.
Hey!
The gang's all back together, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful shoulders.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at those shoulders.
Burn myself.
We're all feeling the heat, not because we look good, but because this was a good episode.
It was a good episode.
Hey, After Buzzers, welcome Southern Charm After Show. My name is Maite Creo, and before we get started, I'd love to introduce my lovely co-hosts. Studying with?
I'll start. Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas.
Hey, y'all. It's Crystal McLaughlin. Can't wait to talk about this new episode.
Hello, y'all. I am back from Oklahoma, and I'm happy to be here. I'm Matt Marr.
People were, commenting and saying how much they missed, you know, your impersonation of Thomas, and we had someone fill in, a.k.a. Crystal.
It was me. I was in the gentry again.
But it wasn't quite the same.
I tried. I was living the real Southern Charm in Oklahoma. Woo!
Yeah.
I need to make that show.
It's, I thought before coming here, I was skimming through Twitter, because I liked searching hashtag Southern Charm. And I noticed it's National Bourbon Day. So Bourbon Day.
Okay. I'm wearing a cologne today. I just tried called Bourbon and Smoke.
And
I thought
I should have brought some gentry, but
God.
I don't think we want to get poisoned. So
it's Bourbon Day. Drink gentry. Where's my wife? Who
just
cares?
Just like that. Yep, just like that.
Where is his wife? He's left.
That laugh. He did give us that laugh today, though.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
So, what did you guys think of?
What did you guys think
of today's episode?
It was a slow burn for me. Like, not a lot actually happened, but it was. I feel like they're building towards the finale, which isn't next week. I think we have two more. We don't know. If somebody knows in the chat, let us know.
Yes.
But it was like a slow burn.
I agree. Yeah, I was like watching like incense burn.
But it was still good.
Yeah.
I mean, Meryl Streep is still good when she just sits there and stares.
Oh, she's
it was like
queen.
That.
Yeah.
I can't believe I compared this show to Meryl Streep. It's not.
No. I feel like it was a build up to something bigger, which is what happened at the end, which we'll talk about later. But yeah, it just seemed like a lot of the episode was based on all the relationships that are going on with this group of Southern Charmers, huh?
They're all in transition.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It seems this is a episode where everyone is kind of in flux right now. So I feel like it's gonna be really exciting to see where all the pieces fall over the next couple of episodes.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like it was kind of a little bit everywhere, all over the place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's healing nicely.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We have Naomi healing well from her foot.
Oh, yeah.
And then
we have
right? And then we have Craig with his hand.
With his hand.
And his pinky, I guess. You know.
He's like,
Edward Scissorhands, right?
Edwin Scissorhands.
Edwin Scissorhands.
It's Edward Scissorhands.
Catherine,
it looks
it's
so
Edward.
Like it RoboCop like, to me is it what it reminded me of.
Every time he moved his hand, I thought of like a puppet, like a hand puppet.
You know what I thought of? I thought of what is that woman with the red hair who had like lamb chop? I thought it was Sad.
Oh,
it was
Sandy Patty.
Sandy Patty is a gospel singer. I love her. But
she did lamb chop.
She did. It was like Sad lamb chop.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what it was.
Anyway, the black sheep. He is the black sheep, right?
Yeah, it was a black sheep. Yeah.
Another one that's also transitioning is Cameron because we get to meet Baby Palmer.
Y'all, if y'all are not following Cameron's Instagram and seeing those babies' cheeks, then I'm sorry, you're not living your true full life.
Absolutely.
If you're not following Lauren and you don't see her baby's pictures too, those cheeks are adorable. He's got some pretty good cheeks. But I will say, I was bowing down to Cameron in this episode because if I had a full camera crew like days after
I was going to ask you.
Oh my
Take
gosh.
Take the wheel on this.
No.
I mean.
I was just like, I don't know how she's doing it. She's got all these people in her house. She showered. She has her, like real people clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like in the bed sweating, just like all the weird things happening.
How long did it take you to shower after having your baby?
Well,
I showered at the hospital before I came home.
Okay.
But when you got home, was it just kind of like, I can't even imagine.
It's just so much at you so fast. And then, like she says, things are happening that you're just, your body is doing things that you just never, ever thought it could do. And then it happens and you're like, Jesus, take the wheel. What is happening?
Well, I mean, she was crying to her husband, right? And saying how she regretted
it. And I totally can empathize with that. I think every new mom kind of sits there, or dad for that matter, sits there and is like, wait, our life was great. What did we just do?
Yeah.
Of course, I never really went that far. I was pretty smitten when I had my little man home. But it is an overwhelming change, and it is so crazy. So, Cameron, girl, you got all the you got my respect and millions of others, because that is
love.
Amazing.
Lots of love.
Can we talk a little bit about Mama Bonnie?
Yes!
So
I love that she loves Cameron, but she also is not letting her get away with anything.
Yeah. Yes. No. And she's like, she's kind of making her a hoarder in a sense, because she's bringing all her trinkets, old trinkets,
over. That is such a grandma, such a southern grandma thing, though.
Yeah.
It is a southern grandma thing.
Yeah.
But the dirty blankets and the toys that you could choke on. I thought that was pretty funny.
I mean, she's looking forward to, you know, because obviously her and Cameron are close, but Cameron's not like I imagine Cameron and her husband, Jason's her husband, right?
Yes.
I can see her being like, Jason, stop touching me, stop cuddling. Like, she's
totally.
Cameron's a loving person, but she's not necessarily the most like, affectionate.
Yes.
And so I feel like her mom, Bonnie, is a little bit more of that and kind of like, And so I think that she's just going to want to hold that baby and get them snuggles.
But, you know, I don't know if you remember Cameron talking about her mom not being a very good parent, and she would let her get into things when she was young.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of let her take the...
It kind of made me laugh when she brought the trinkets, and she was like, she brought her a bunch of stuff that she could choke on and, like, all this stuff. Because remember when she was pregnant, she made her mom read that book about parenting.
Yeah.
So it just kind of, like, made me relive everything that she was talking about, and it made me laugh, though.
But it was funny, too, when Cameron's mom brought up the idea of, you know, your maternal instinct does kick in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I had somebody tell me before I brought Walker home, they were like, you're going to know
a good
how
name.
To... Yeah. Oh, thanks.
That's a good name.
Palmer and Walker.
Palmer
I
and
see
Walker. I'm not
there.
Against arranged marriages, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Do it.
I see it there,
But they did say, a friend of mine told me that you're going to know how to do things you never knew you knew how to do.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And it was just, it's so true. Things just all of a sudden click, and you just know. And it
like,
is...
Like, you know the difference in cries, because I don't.
You learn, for sure. And you can tell, like, okay, they're just being fussy versus, like, okay, something's... Mm-hmm. There is a situation here that needs to be handled. Like, you really do start to learn. And I thought it was really beautiful when she said, Palmer and I are learning together, because that's truly how it is. Every kid is different, and every moment of motherhood, you feel like you've got one thing figured out, and then all of a sudden it changes and it, you know, turns on its head. So it's such a journey. It's really cool. I love that she's embracing that they learned it together.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really cool.
I feel like that when I got my kitten and I had to breastfeed
it. Girl!
I'm just joking. I'm totally joking.
Everybody
stayed quiet like, what?
I'm like, girl, no. A kitten is different. I have to point that out.
Check the live chat on that one, because you know some mama just threw her wine at the TV and said, I hate this panel. I'm not watching this show anymore.
No.
You know, sometimes I got to joke about things.
No. But I love the fact, too, that she kept it real and honest and authentic, and she was belly out everything, no cares in the world, and just flowed with
it. She looked great.
Which is, but you know what's so awesome, too, is that she kind of opens the door for moms to be completely normal. So I'm sure that next season, there's going to be, like, more transition for her.
Yes.
And maybe baby number two. Right? We can cross our fingers.
Right. I'm pretty sure she's
I think she's a one and done.
Yep. No, her psychic
said
three.
Yeah, but she's saying, hell no.
Yeah.
Maybe she forgets to take the pill. I mean, we don't know. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
don't spread gossip. This is not.
No.
Cameron, don't sue us.
Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened.
Yes.
But what isn't strange here is you guys... our iTunes. You guys need to subscribe, let us know what you think, give us 5 stars, comment. We love to hear everyone's posts. We love to hear everyone's stories. On YouTube as well, give us two thumbs up. Give us as many thumbs up as you can. Log into all of your accounts and go into the page and like us. Subscribe. comment. We had so many comments last week.
Yeah, it's great.
Everything that's happened.
I was up till like 1:30 in the morning, like responding to people. I was like, "Ooh, somebody responded back." Ooh,
me too. Y'all, I don't have things to do. Like, yeah, I really don't. I'm very boring. Yes. So this kind of makes me feel important.
Yeah, me too.
And Lori, you have something. Do you want to say about all that too? Correct.
Oh yeah, and just so that you guys know, if I may, we here at the network, we produce all kinds of after shows for all of your favorite TV shows here at AfterBuzz. And we have dramas, we have reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now, just like Maite said, we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. You're probably already watching this on YouTube anyway, so just go ahead and subscribe.
Besides
helping us a ton, here is what's in it for you. It's going to cater to your specific content you already like and send it directly to you. It brings to you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out and keep searching them every week and find them. It just pops up right there for you. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover your it will also help you discover new shows we are sure you're going to love. Since you're already tuned into reality TV, like we all love,
so much fun,
you might also be interested in some other reality shows like Below Deck Med, which I also host on Tuesday nights. On Bravo. And what else is on there? Jersey Shore, Teen Mom, Bar Rescue, all of those fun reality shows. So, and remember that we have shows for other channels as well and genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are super optional. It's easy. Just hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And let us know that you did it in the comments and we'll shout you out on the air. Woo! Guys, thank you so much. You're the best fans, and we promise that we will just do our best to serve you each and every week.
We cater to
you. We love
you guys.
Seriously.
Really do.
Okay, I have to take sugar. Your nails are gorgeous, Laura. Those are beautiful. I wish we could get a close-up. There's like a little a little diamond in there.
Don't look at mine either.
Sorry. Gay DD. I know we got
you. You are just checking Laura out from head to toe.
You are beautiful. You guys are the most beautiful.
I'm like a little, I'm just like, wow, he's checking out Laura from head to toe since you got your, hair pageant hair.
No, you're talking about your, all of you look beautiful.
We'll post a picture of the full look together on Instagram.
Follow.
You guys have to follow us.
Let's talk about this hot mess of a crew.
Let's jump into what I like to call the relationships, because it was a little bit trickled down throughout the entire episode. So let's start off with Naomi's IG story and how she posted all these images during, not Kenzie's, but
Saint's.
The little birthday party.
Troublemaker.
Oh, Naomi, I am loving this. I need Naomi as a friend to be that petty, because I live for it.
She has to bat. I mean, I think because she knows that Ashley is thirsty or trashly, and she knows that she's going to follow her.
Could you imagine? Ashley must have been looking through everyone's stories, like constantly uploading and reloading her IG account just to see everyone's stories.
Yeah, you know that she's at home.
She screenshotted it. You know she did.
Yeah.
She's sitting on the couch. She's having a juice cleanse, but actually smelling Cheetos because she wants to eat them, but she can't. And she's bitter. Wow. That's what
bitter.
She's doing.
Bitter.
She's just swiping.
Bitter.
She's just bitter.
Bitter.
That's
bitter.
Her swiping.
Bitter.
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 Annoying.
She is annoying. But I will say, this is the first time that there has not been, like, everybody else is having drama except for Naomi and Craig.
Yeah. I think it's coming, though.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. There's a little bit more that they need to give in.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Do we have anyone in our chat? I feel like you're...
We do. Well, Amy just subscribed to us on YouTube.
Amy! So
we're going to shout out Amy. Thank you, Amy. I love your hair.
Yeah.
He does. We also have Jay Kitten, and we have CC Freak. Hi, CC Freak.
Oh, okay. CC Freak.
Kimberly Mayfield is also joining us in the live chat. Guys, make sure that you... keep those comments coming, because they are good tonight.
Yeah, and tell us what you think. Sometimes you think of stuff we don't.
Yes, and my mom's watching tonight, so giving a shout out to the mom.
What's your mom's name?
Teresa
Hart.
Yep. Oh, I love it. You've made a beautiful
subscribe,
daughter,
Teresa. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Subscribe, Teresa.
Teresa, subscribe.
But so, yeah, I love that Naomi did that. I also love, speaking of Thomas and Ashley, Thomas, what is this jewelry thing?
We looked like you were going to have a mental breakdown.
You want to talk about Thomas and Ashley?
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump the gun. I'm still on Naomi.
We don't have much to say about Naomi other than that.
But
Thomas and Ashley and the fact that he wants to buy.
Well, she came back mad, he said. Maybe she saw Naomi's thing and that's why she came back.
No, she's just pissed all the time.
Why would she be so pissed at Naomi's? It's a stupid story that Naomi puts a heart or whatever. Goodness gracious. Like, she has to know these people are going to be in her life for forever if she chooses to be with Thomas.
Yeah.
You know?
She doesn't think that.
I don't know. And then this stupid signet ring.
Yeah.
That Thomas is trying to do.
I want
to
get a ring with my family crest on it.
Here's
to wear on my pinky. Maybe I'll get trashy one, too. Get a ring.
Maybe.
Which I'm like, that's like a family thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Not only is it a family thing.
I'm worked up, y'all.
That is not only a family thing. Like, that is something that you've earned that last name.
Yes.
You've earned the right to kind of bear that crest.
Yes.
So that's my first point. The second point is this not, like, kind of like on Vanderpump Rules, Schwartzy giving Katie a ring on a string.
Yeah.
Like, you don't give a grown woman a ring that is not a diamond.
Yeah, that's what Whitney said. He totally was like, yo, you're like going from like 1 to 100 and then all of a sudden it's like, now you want to give her a ring. Like, you're giving her the wrong message, right? But I also think he was saying that because he really doesn't want her to have that ring.
He doesn't like her. Period. Yeah. Like, he's just using her. And as Catherine said, like, he manipulates these women because of the money that he possesses.
Oh, of course.
And drives it towards that. But also, too, it's like, going back to your first point, he said that his family really loves Ashley. And that the mom and the sister and the family give him the sign of approval.
Ashley plays a good game.
She does. I think she's probably on her best behavior around the family. I think everybody usually is, right?
I would like to know how they feel about her now.
Yes.
Well, after seeing all of this.
They're still together. Well,
they're conservative people, so they're not going to really... They're going to probably turn a blind eye. Like, just like they have been with, you know, Thomas over the years and all his bad behavior.
I mean, Catherine's been a hot mess, you know, since season one, and she's had her ups and downs. But, I mean, she makes Catherine look like a freaking angel.
Yeah.
Like, there is nobody in comparison.
Yeah.
Well, you just... But, I mean, you can't compare... Well, I'm sorry. There is still...
I'm waiting for it.
There is no fury like Catherine season 1 or 2. She is like the Lady Macbeth of reality TV.
So true.
And no one will hold that crown ever to me. But that said, because Catherine still... The thing with Catherine is she was cuckoo crazy, but most of the time there was a seed of... authenticity and validity in her point she was so upset. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she went off the handle, but there was always a little bit where you're like, I understand, it's just the reaction.
Yes.
But with Trashley, she's on no, there is not a bridge, there's not anything. No. She's out in the water, swimming with sharks. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. And plus, there was like a lot of alcohol involved, and who knows what other things they dabbled in. We don't know, you know.
We both did the same thing.
We're just allegedly.
Do you think that Thomas
it's cocaine. We're talking about cocaine for the two of you. Like, what are they talking about?
Or for our podcast listeners who don't know.
They got allergies? Yeah. Trashley has sinuses?
Yeah.
No, I was just gonna pose the question. Do you guys think that in any way Thomas is using Ashley to make Catherine jealous?
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. Girl, that's a given. Yes.
Thomas uses women against one another.
Yes. Okay, well, we have other people in the live chat that think that as well. I think Thomas wishes that Catherine was so crazy about him. She's overwanting him in that crazy way. That's why he's keeping Trashley around, because she boosts that part of his ego.
That is true. Well,
I mean, think about it when they were, you know, I know moving forward a little bit, but when they were at the beer party, JD and Thomas were staring at Catherine, and he's like, Thomas is like, oh, look, she's grown taller. I mean, right in front of Ashley.
Disgusting.
So you see him right there and then doing exactly what we're talking about, which is being a pig and trying to put women against each other. And then he's like, oh, are you going to talk to her? Right but, before that? Come on. Come on.
Here's my deal. Y'all are a bunch of ladies, and I'm
we
not.
We sure are.
I'm a kind of lady. I'm not a real lady.
You're a lady, too. You're an adopted lady.
And no man has ever bought me jewelry in my life. And
AKA boyfriend.
Hint, boyfriend. No, I'm fine with it. But does that to me seem so just... It made me roll my eyes when I'm like, really? You think you're going to be able to buy a woman jewelry and that's going to like placate her? Does that still happen?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
I will just say this.
Have it placated any of you? Have you ever been that woman that was cooed by a ring?
I just had someone try to buy me something for doing something wrong, and I told them to... shove it up where the sun don't shine.
Teresa's happy about that.
Yes.
What about you?
Well, I had an engagement that I ended, so it placated me for a minute.
So did I. I did,
oh, yeah.
Too. Yeah, before I got married. So.
Oh, yes.
Not
I told
me.
Him to do
you,
the same
did you give
thing
the
ring
back or did you sell it?
I gave it back. It wasn't mine to keep.
You're classier than
so
me.
So you took it? So I didn't even take it. I just said you can keep it, and then he gave it to the new girlfriend.
Well, so did mine.
The novella began.
And you've never been cooed by jewelry?
No, not chocolates, flowers, edibles, all that good stuff, but not edibles.
But it's still?
Yeah.
But it's still?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have. This guy gave me a Tinkerbell when I was in college. He shipped me a Tinkerbell watch.
And you liked it?
No, I was like, what is
but
this?
But it still does work, though, on some women.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah, it'll work. Some it'll women. Work. On some women. It'll work.
Listen, I know women. I know plenty of women that will take that tennis bracelet and be like, okay, thank you.
After Buzz ladies, don't be basic. Don't take jewelry. Don't take jewelry when they don't need it.
I mean, if you want to.
If you want to, take it and then leave.
If he's an a-hole and you know that you deserve it, treat yourself.
Take it and then sell it at Gary's Pawn Shop.
Oh, my God.
Maine and Centinella.
Do that.
Not
an ad.
And he says he's never had jewelry before.
Can we see Shep doing something like this, though? Because we see their relationship with Catherine again. And we had a lot of people in our comments say, you know, pose a question, Shep and Catherine, could that be a thing? Yes. And a lot of people were like, no, Catherine and Whitney, and going back and forth, no, Catherine
and now
Craig.
The shocker, what is that?
Oh, let me tell you.
Girl.
They have hooked up, Shep and Catherine have
not
hooked
once.
Up. Not once, but quite a few times right after she had Kenzie.
After Kenzie.
Which made me think, is St. Shep's?
DNA.
Totally looks like Thomas.
I'm pretty sure that they had a paternity test done.
Thomas swabbed him out when Catherine wasn't
looking. But she said he's good, S-E-X.
In
can
bed.
I imagine saying that?
Yeah, sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's like, he's good in bed, good sex, and he's cute. So why not?
That was a little... Sorry, we're going to go there. I was a little surprised. I would not expect Shep to be good in bed.
I mean, the ladies are flocking,
like,
boo.
Who do you... Like, I feel like Austin's probably great. Who do you
think Austin is?
I don't think Austin would make me laugh.
Austin's no.
Sorry, the sidebar. We're having this conversation
like
right
color.
Now.
Austin's like a color.
He like that.
That. Oh, yeah, he would be like...
Mom, don't watch.
He'd be like, that's great. You want to have a beer, babe? You want to have one of
Tommy.
My beer? Okay. That's great.
So, that's why I like to be too goofy.
Hold
then.
On, I got
but
grapefruit.
I like people that make so okay.
Chelsea deserves
so
better.
Okay, so,
so good.
So Austin's out of it. We're sidebar. We're talking about this.
Craig, let's go there.
Craig or Shep? Who's better in bed?
Oh, Shep for sure.
Shep for sure.
Really?
Yeah, Shep's got that experience kicked in.
He's got that genesis.
Craig would cry.
Yeah, I agree. It's gonna be.
Craig would say, "I love you." Right.
Craig would tell me that he loves me, and then he'd start crying, and then want to cuddle.
Yeah, he would.
And I don't hate that idea.
I don't
either. I feel like Craig would make love.
Oh.
Oh, that made me sad and throw up in my mouth at the same time. I want to make love.
I mean, that's cute.
He would want the cat to watch.
I think he's romantic. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, Craig.
Okay.
All right. Well. Shep,
you're right. I think Shep probably knows his
name.
Well, we have a couple of Shep votes in the.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe Shep.
Okay.
Yeah.
When somebody says Whitney is probably the laziest.
You know what? You probably paid someone.
I think the laziest one would be JD, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Why girl?
You want to make love?
I can't
you
move.
Shouldn't. Yeah.
I can't move.
I can't
get
move.
On me.
I ate McDonald's, babe. I'm full.
Yeah. I'm about to throw up right here.
That's
I can't
so
believe
gross.
You brought that
I
up right now.
I had too much gin and ginger.
That is what would happen.
He'd
be very sweaty.
He'd be very sweaty and bourbon-y.
Okay.
Anyway.
Can you turn the fan off? Can you turn the fan off? Can you get me my cigar?
Oh, God. This is hilarious.
Get up one more time. I need my gin and gentry.
All these liquors. Gentry, beer. I mean, it's like a mix. Okay, so then Austin's friends chime into his relationships, and I feel like everyone has an input whether he should choose Victoria or Chelsea. All hints pointing towards Chelsea.
Even Austin, his friend Alexandria, was in.
Can we make her a series regular?
I love her because she was reading him.
She was,
and she's a really good friend. Because
and
you
reading
know,
the two girls too,
right? Because you know sometimes you have your friends that are like, "No, it's okay." Like how we were talking about last week. Then it's like, "No, he's gonna call you back." Or he's gonna, you know, he really likes you. And it's like, no, you need that friend to tell you straight in the face and be like, girl, he's just not that into you.
Yeah.
You know?
And normally we have Cameron, but Cameron's having a baby.
Yeah.
Right. So, but she is like for Shep. I mean, she's not as close to Austin, but for like Shep and Craig, she is like, you guys, get real.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see that. Because I feel like Austin lives, even though I am super excited, I want to have a brewery one day. So I think it's cool for you to do all this. But Austin lives a little bit in like dream world.
Which is
so weird because his parents seem so.
Oh,
just.
Mm-hmm. I love
he's
his
dad,
parents.
FBI
oh, I love
agent,
they seem
right?
so like.
He's a retired FBI agent.
Yeah, so, his parents seem very practical and he's just like, yep, I'm going to make a brewery and it's going to be great.
Peter Pan. But I don't know if that is a parenting thing or if it's just a generational thing.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it may be a...
I mean, I guess they're all kind of dreamers. I mean...
You know, and I'm not hating on millennials at all.
But Craig is stressed out about pillows.
I'm a millennial.
I'm not hating on millennials. I think millennials are going to change the world. But
sure. But no, when you're young, when I was younger, you are much more... No, I think it's just that anybody at any age of that age...
Do you feel like he doesn't have...
Because Austin is younger.
Do you feel like you're saying this because you feel like he doesn't have his feet on the ground?
But you know what? He kind of got his... feet on the ground
I think
right
he
now.
Started to finally. I think he started to finally. I mean, when I think about it in perspective of everybody else, I mean, Shep doesn't need money. And I'm sorry, we didn't put those on the but
what?
Can we talk about Craig's horrible pillow designs? Those were bad, y'all.
Those were hideous.
Those were bad pillows.
They were bad.
Patricia's not going to like these pillows.
No, but we did see a story and there's something better and we're not going to say what it was, but they were better, right? We saw his story and when he was creating the pillows.
Oh, yeah.
I had an Instagram story.
I didn't see his Instagram story.
Oh,
I didn't
you didn't? Oh.
Stay tuned.
Yeah,
okay.
Stay tuned.
I honestly think he's probably doing his own thing. And I feel like they just kind of separated.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just jump right into
Let's jump to this beer party.
Here we go.
I hope I wasn't the only one, but when everybody was tasting the beer, my mouth was like watering.
I want beer.
And we have beer back here.
We should drink beer.
I think we have
Bud Light or something, which is what Craig drinks.
Yes.
That made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
I know.
What was that part that made you laugh that everybody...
I got it.
The taste of the beer.
It's a citrus, but... it's a little citrus, but a lemon citrus.
Literally, he's like, it's a little citrus, but it's a lemon citrus. Well, what the hell?
It's
a little buttery, but it's kind of like butter.
It's kind of woody.
Like, it's kind of,
I don't know if you have wood and beer, but it's woody.
Craig is the worst describer of beer in the history.
But he's a good friend because he's there supporting him, right?
Craig looked really handsome this episode, even with his little...
He's looking real, especially in Instagram stories lately.
He's looking real cute. I think he's coming out of his depression.
You know what I mean?
I think
he was depressed.
And he looks happy.
And now he's coming back up, and you know, he's going to show him what he's got with his pillow.
I would definitely make out with him in an alley now.
So, Thomas...
I'm getting in line.
I'm after him.
Just kidding, husband.
Thomas and Ashley get into it a little bit, and the fact that Ashley confesses over to Craig and says, well, we've been having some issues, me and him weren't in the best terms, I'm like, girl, keep your business to yourself. Like,
she likes the drama girl. She's not going
to
do that.
Well, but everybody talks to Craig. There's something about Craig. Everybody talks to Craig.
And she's always talked to Craig.
So
I think she likes Craig.
I'm not defending Trashley, but I think, she would... She would have sex with anybody on this show.
Mm-hmm. Even the women.
Yes.
Ashley.
Trashley.
Trashley. She wants to come up.
She'd make one of those OnlyFans account or fans-only people do now.
Yeah, well, she kept on saying, Thomas, don't look at her, don't see her. And her and
stop.
And yeah, yeah. And her and Catherine didn't greet each other, which was great.
I think that's fine.
And yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's fine too. I think, again, we saw such a, and we talked, but sorry, I just had a stroke.
oh my God, no.
We should laugh.
I know, you guys thought I didn't.
Again, it's Thomas, because my day hits my back. No, I'm kidding. You all do. But Thomas really. And we just see how much he's a classical, and I'm telling y'all, it doesn't take a therapist to see this, even though I am. He is a classic, like, classic narcissist.
Oh, yeah.
To the, like, and I mean, like, psychologically insane, like, acute narcissist.
Like
and,
a mental illness narcissist.
And you see how this is affecting the way he plays people, because he truly believes everyone is meant to be there for his
money. Money rules around him.
Next season, I can't wait for you to go down rabbit.
We don't know. We don't know if he's coming back or not. But you know who I was really happy to see, and their encounter was Victoria and Austin, and their hug. Did you see how he picked her up?
Chelsea.
You mean Chelsea?
Chelsea. We're gonna get into that because I got pretty heated. I was like, I can't believe this. I wrote. Oh, like, what a B in big, bold words. I was like, Victoria, I can't believe you.
Can we say
you.
The B word on this?
I don't know, but I don't want to risk it. So, I loved their interaction together, and I thought it was very sweet. And then we jump into Victoria, and, you know, Chelsea really went out of her way to try and greet her, and she just walked past her. I was like,
No.
Somebody should have tripped her.
No.
I would have. I was there.
She looked like an advertisement for Free People. Victoria.
She's so right. Or like she Urban Outfitters. No, not Urban Outfitters. No, more like Free
with
People.
With her hat free and everything. Oh, yes. She was just trying.
I love Free Whereas People.
I love Free People too, actually.
I was wearing the bell bottoms yesterday.
I have a really good shawl from them. Mm-hmm. It's a woman's shawl, but I don't care.
Yep.
But Chelsea's rocking those high-waisted jeans. The best revenge is like skin-tight. Mm-hmm. We should know this from the show. Skin-tight pants, because Catherine did it.
Catherine's booty.
Chelsea did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling y'all.
Yeah. I know.
It's a thing.
It's like Sandy from Grease.
I need to know their workout secrets.
You've played Sandy in Grease. I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you have.
it's like, you got my number.
I know, girl.
You got my number. No, I was going to say, I love how Chelsea says Austin's name in this episode. Yeah. She was like, I'm really proud of Austin. And I was like,
that is how she says it. That's a good Chelsea.
Oh, that is a really good Chelsea.
I can't do it. That's really
good. We have Chelsea live here with us.
But I love that she took a pause when she took, you know, he asked her what she thought, and he was just like,
he is so obviously still in love with her.
Yes. And then when she took that pause, and then she said,
I'm so proud of Austin.
Or what did she? No, but she said that she liked the beer, right? She talked about the beer.
Oh.
Sorry. I don't know.
But she talked about the beer.
You put me on the spot.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
We need to rehearse this.
And I think
we need to rehearse later.
The reason why it wasn't a super dramatic episode is because, I'm sorry, you can't make things dramatic with Chelsea. Like, send her to North Korea and we won't be in war in a week. She'll fix it. Because she's just so, everybody loves her.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it was like, even like when she tried to pull Victoria over, Victoria didn't even want to go
she's
over.
Like,
she was
no. like, I'm no. Like,
and then Chelsea
because she knows that she's in the wrong. Yes, I feel like. Yes. And she knows she's going to get called out.
Can we talk about that encounter real quick? Yes. Like, we have to talk about that because it was just straight to the point. And Chelsea, props to you for it being able to hold such a great conversation and being open and honest.
Truth talk.
And Victoria being so petty. And so, like, she wasn't listening to what Chelsea was saying.
You know what's kind of crazy? Is that Trashley is a nurse and Victoria is a doctor and they're both really immature.
I'm sorry, Victoria is a doctor?
I thought Victoria was a doctor.
I don't recall.
She might be. I think I know she works in the medical field, believe she works in the medical field.
I thought he said something about her being a doctor.
She's wrong. Like a pharmaceutical salesman.
Please tell me.
She will. Yeah, shame on me if I am. But I don't know. I do think that you're right. I vaguely remember hearing that she's in the medical field somehow. But
somebody in the chat.
Someone in their chat, if you're in our comments, let us know.
It's kind of bizarre that they're both like in this prestigious type of work, and yet they're so low here emotionally. You know, speaking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a little weird. I don't know their lives.
Well, we didn't get anywhere with them.
Can I just say that I loved Alexandria for pointing out to Austin that Chelsea is pretty much...
He's like, yeah, Victoria's was like not the one.
A scene out of a romantic comedy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And sometimes you need that best friend that's going to hold a mirror up actually show you what you can't see for yourself.
She's,
you know?
Can tell she's like the ride or die. She's almost like a Chelsea in a sense, but like Chelsea's a little softer. You know, like Alexandria.
Well, I just don't get. I don't. I get.
No, but like Alexandria, his
friend. A little bit. I can see that.
You can see that, like, because she's kind of a tomboy, right? Mm-hmm. And she's very like smart, and you could tell she's straight to the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just think that Chelsea's a little softer than she is.
Yeah. I just don't get any. I don't get any dating vibes between the two of them. You between Alexandra and Austin.
No.
I don't get any kind of like romantic thing at all.
Oh no, not at all.
And I feel like he is hopelessly romantic for Chelsea.
Oh, of course.
For sure.
You know, 100%.
For sure.
Yeah. Sounds so charming. Yeah. And with that said, let's jump into our not so charming segment. Hey, girl.
Can I start? Because that's going to segue. Yes. My not so charming is Victoria. Because I'm sorry. I don't care. When you walk up to a situation and someone says, hey, how are you doing? You stop what you're doing and you make eye contact with them and you look at them. Because why? That is Southern. That is a Southern thing to do.
It's etiquette, too.
It is etiquette.
Well, it's just it's just respect.
It is. It's respectable.
It's just respect.
So, Victoria, not so charming.
Yes.
I'm going to go right after my not so charming moment with Shep as he took his pants off.
You still mad.
And we those really bright boxers. I was like, oh, child.
I was a little turned on, so I thought I was charmed.
That was a little embarrassing. I would say the not-so-charming moment was Craig and his pillows and him trying to get help from that woman. Was her name Mary? The woman who's helping him.
I love Mary.
So he pretty much, leaves her with the work, and then he's taking all the credit.
Yeah.
So that's not a charming moment.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, mine was going to be Shep dropping trowel.
You'd be too. Number two.
Yeah, in the bowling alley.
Pretend it's all brand new.
You maybe second that.
No, I think my not so charming is the return of JD.
Oh,
you win. That's not charming.
I could have gone the rest of the season without seeing that one.
Oh, I would have been happy. Yes. What about in the chat? Do we have any fans? Yeah. Let's shout them out.
Anybody got a not so charming? Let us know. We've got Kimberly Mayfield. We got Private Eye in the chat, guys.
Ooh, that's a good name.
Yes. Amy again. Amy. Okay. Diakite, maybe? I don't know. D-I-A-K-I-T-E. That's my best shot at your last name.
Hey, Private Eye said, Matt, you're a nut, LOL.
Matt, you are a nut, LOL.
Thank you, sugar.
We have just a lot of really great guys in here.
Yes.
Guys and gals.
Yes.
CC Freak again. Jay Kitten.
CC Freak.
You guys are just awesome. Keep all these comments coming.
Thank you, guys.
Keep the combo going after the show as well.
Yes.
Keep posting some comments.
And you know what? If you like this show, too, but share it. Share it on your Twitter. Share it on your Facebook.
Right.
Just
Instagram.
Put the little YouTube link. People can, and just
send it to your friends. You know, I send it to my mom, she sends it to all her friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, with that said, let's jump into our news segment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
After Buzz News,
I've got some news.
I got nothing.
Okay. You want to take it away,
Crystal?
Sure. So on People.com, they said amid an investigation into sexual assault allegations against Thomas Ravenel and Southern Charm stars, new girlfriend is standing by her man, Ashley. Trashley.
Yeah.
So basically, she's not leaving people. She is standing by her man, and it's stronger than ever. The headline said, relationship stronger than ever. Thomas Ravenel and Ashley. So that's it. There wasn't a lot of news.
Probably feels like at this point, not a lot of other women will sleep with him. So if she gets married to him, then she'll just get the money, and he'll go to jail.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a good life.
Yes. Yeah. And so also they said, Ashley loves Thomas. The two of them have a great bond, the source says. The relationship is stronger than ever, even among all of these allegations.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve each other.
Yeah. They do deserve each
other.
They
do.
I thought that this episode.
Yes.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Any other news?
They shot the reunion.
Well, of course.
They shot the reunion this week in NYC. So we've seen, if you guys have been all over Instagram, they are living it up in NYC this week. So it's been pretty awesome. And then Miss Chelsea, our little Gemini, had a birthday.
Happy birthday, Chelsea.
Chelsea, we love you.
She had a birthday, I believe, yesterday.
Yes.
So happy birthday, Chelsea.
Happy birthday,
Chelsea.
Happy Happy birthday! I can't wait for that reunion. And also, Craig was on Watch What Happens Live right after they filmed the reunion, and he was saying how everything got so heated and intense during the reunion. And he's like, I can't really say much, but I just know like it's basically everything's gonna fall apart, and we're gonna be just starstruck and with our mouths dropping to the floor, and not being able to believe this reunion. So I cannot wait. I hope it's a two-part.
I can't wait.
You know.
Too.
It probably will be a two-part. You know they're going to tease it out.
Yeah, I hope so too. Can I interject really fast?
Yes, sugar.
Amy told me how to pronounce her last name. It's Diakite.
Diakite.
So, Amy Diakite.
Yay.
That's the best I can do.
Love it.
I just, since I butchered it first, I wanted to correct it.
That's very sweet. That is very Southern.
Yes, that is very Southern.
Appreciate you.
Some people on the cast need to take notes right there. Okay, so let's jump into our predictions.
Wonder where I'm going to do coke next.
All right, who wants to take it away? Does anybody have any prediction?
Okay. That Craig's pillow will be a hit.
Oh.
You do.
I just am obsessed with this pillow situation.
It's weirdest thing ever.
I know, it is. I just love it. I love a great person.
You do kind of want Craig and Patricia, which, by the way, where's Patricia? We need more of her.
I want to
see how Patricia reacted to Ashley.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Because we have, I know she tweeted about it.
Yes.
That's all we're going to get. We talked about that last week. We still haven't
seen the episode yet. I can't wait to see this episode. Remember, they were showing us like a little clip of Catherine and Ashley going at it.
That's the finale.
They saved the best for last.
That's Halloween.
Damn them.
My prediction is that.
Really?
I think Shep and Catherine are going to end up dating.
Ooh, I love that.
That's my prediction.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
My prediction is that Victoria is going to go, ba, ba, ba.
Yes, okay.
See you later. Fly away.
On the heels of that, because I think that was my prediction a couple weeks ago. So on the heels of that, I predict a big blow-up between Victoria and Austin, and then she goes bye-bye.
Oh, she's going to get dramatic.
Yeah. Yes. It's going to be a big scene. I can't wait.
Really big
scene. Could it be next week?
I hope so.
You'll have to stay tuned with us, because we're in it for the long haul.
I'm done with her and her free people.
You're stuck with us, people.
Yeah, and we love it. We love to hear you guys and everything that you have to say. But that's the end of our show. Yes. So we're just going to sign off. Do you want to take it away, Laura?
Yes, you guys are like oxygen for me. Thank you so much. I am Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Bye, everyone. Crystal McLaughlin here. Please follow me on all social media at Crystal823. It's C-R-I-S-T-A-L. 823. And just comment and tweet and subscribe, and then we'll write you back, and we're ready to go, right?
Ready to go. And Sugars, I'm going to give a little bit of plug for another AfterBuzz show. We're starting the second season of Queer Eye on Netflix. Comes out on the 15th.
Ooh, yay.
And we're starting our season two show on Sunday at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. So be sure you can follow me at the Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's. You can get my YouTube channel. You can get all the stuff there and watch that show.
Yes. Oh, so fun. I got to get on that. And my name is Maitha Creo. You can follow me everywhere at This Is Maitha. That's at This Is M-A-Y-T-E. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.